Well, buddy, Scott Presley, that is the kid that came out here and cleaned out 50 tons, Adam, 50 tons of material from one homeless encampment.
Well, what about that hero girl who sailed here on a magic Pegasus?
way bigger impact. Yeah. How about the road diets?
To complain.
They're going to close down most of the Pasadena Freeway so you can ride a bike into downtown Los Angeles. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
And imagine this. A child's information, particularly their Social Security number, has more value to scammers. Why, you ask? Well, it's a clean slate for opening new credit cards, right? And kids don't have credit reports, so a thief can use that info. There's no previous record there. Use their info to open new accounts. And, of course, children aren't checking anything, so they don't know that this has happened. And they run up the desk before anyone catches on. So many ways that we can get hacked. We can get taken advantage of out in the internet. And they can take what is yours. And, you know, now we need something like LifeLock. It's a technology that has improved our life, and we need some ways to protect ourselves. There's always an adjustment. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has the power of Norton Security to help you protect against threats to your devices that you can't easily see or fix on your own. If it's a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Act now, and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM to save 30%. Offer expires October 6th. Don't wait. Join now. LifeLock.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. The church, get on. The mandate, get on. I got to tell you, everybody, I sent, and Dr. Drew, he's bird friend, sent. So,
how's that?
Dr. Drew's over there. He's trying to say, and, you know, he's over here going, what do you want from me? I'm over here going, I tell you what, man. I'll tell you what, man. So how's it going, Drew?
Oh, for me.
Hey, man, it's your world, man. We're just pissing in it. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, bro?
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, what's up?
How's shits and giggles?
Shits and giggles are good, man. Just traffic and weather.
Weather and traffic.
Weather and traffic.
Traffic and weather. Weather and traffic.
Drop trowel.
What's going on, man? What are you working on? You back from the thing? What's new,
man?
That
was the thing, yeah. I was back from the thing.
I heard that... I don't want to get you upset, but somebody came to Los Angeles with a bunch of volunteers and like moved like 50,000 tons of trash.
Oh, I talked to him today.
Oh, you did?
I spoke with him. Nice kid.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, what moved you? He just said, I heard about it, thought it, something should be able to be done. And what he said was fascinating. He said once they all got there and he set up the hazmat suits, he was worried about people getting, you know, exposed to things. And he got there and the – it's federal ground they were on, federal property, and it has like a – it's managed by like the forestry department or something, and they had a ranger there. And when the sun came up, they were all there working, and he goes, ha, ha, good on you, man. Had you called me to arrange this, I couldn't have allowed this. But now that you're here, I can't touch you, so have at it. Get this thing done. Isn't that interesting?
Got added a depressing thought, which was we're having a crank yankers – premiere party in downtown LA later tonight, and it's such a sad thing. Like my first, like I had like thoughts, you know. I was like, "Oh, what time?" And oh, I wonder if Jimmy and Danny are going to be.
Was your first thought? It was your first thought.
No, at first I was like, "Oh, homeless." Yeah. Like, okay, I'm like, "What am I going to do?
Gotta make sure you're okay.
Where do I park my car?
Yeah.
Like, what? How's valet work? How's this going to? How are we going to physically? How are we physically going to deal with the homeless? They're going to be there. Yeah. They're going to be out front of the restaurant. Like, what do I do? Where do I get my car? How do I get from my car to inside the restaurant without stepping in
needles.
Human flop and needles and stuff? A bad thought when you live in a city in 2019 and somebody says we're having a party in the city and you go,
yeah. I also noticed the graffiti has gone up, up, up. You notice that? Oh, you'll love this.
I've always noticed that.
Well, now, but it seemed to have gotten out of control.
Do either of you guys get the text messages from Mark? He constantly texts me pictures of random homeless people. And
Garagos, I've seen some of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's oh, Adam, oh, God, I thought of you today. There's a guy that has a website called Keep LA Moving. KeepLAMoving.org or .com, I think. Maybe .org. And a guy named John Russo. And he has been inside these meetings where there are now going to be multiple road diets in Los Angeles, including the Pasadena Freeway. Mm. Why? So we get on bikes. In this town?
Yeah. Well, first off,
it's 50 miles to average work destination.
It's over 90 degrees most days.
Or too. Raining. It's be, one or the other. It's
be
like
destroyed on a bike.
Yeah. It's there. And the where they have put them in place, now they've congested the emergency vehicles. Well, now people are dying because the emergency vehicles can't get to them.
Well, here's –
And they hate people in cars. They're trying to force people into public transportation. And they're consciously saying, we need people to slow down. We're going to slow this town down.
I've got to say, it's scary. Here's what I don't want.
You find the website, Gary? Look at the website.
Yeah, I've got it. Right. What's a road diet?
Read about it.
They narrow it down. Okay. Here's something that worries me, Drew.
Yeah.
Like several years ago, I think President Obama was getting ready. He announced that we were 5 days away from fundamentally changing this country, and everyone went nuts. And I was like, I don't want to fundamentally change this country. I want to fix a couple of things here and there, but I don't want to you look up the definition of fundamental. Yeah. This country does pretty good. It's always a work in progress. It's a gin rummy hand where you discard a couple that don't work and collect a few that do work, but it's not a fundamental change of your hand.
Yeah.
And it was the audience going nuts that always bothers me. And for some reason, when Bernie Sanders talks about free college and free healthcare and free dental and free transportation, free prenatal, and free pre-K, and free – it's never him that makes me nervous. It's everyone going ballistic in the crowd that makes me freaked out.
Yeah.
Fundamental is a central or primary rule or principle on which something is based. So we're going to change our primary central rule on what this principle and what this country is based on, which I think is good. Again, always room for improvement, but not fundamental improvement. We were not improvement, change. It wasn't we're going to fundamentally improve. We're going to fundamentally change. These folks, like, you know, your Gavin Newsoms of the world, he wants fundamental change. You and I want improvement. He wants change. Improvement is get the roads flowing. Change is get out of your car and start riding your Schwinn. He wants change. And there's only one way to do it. That's to create a misery index that is so high. I mean, for the love of Christ.
But it's a conscious state.
The other week, I tried to drive into LAX on a Wednesday night at 9:30 at night. It was a shit show. It was a total shit show. Yeah. And I say all the time, are we not the fucking second biggest city in this country? Why is our airport a shit show? Why is everything a shit show?
They have no concern for the well-being and functioning of the citizens. You understand? That's not on their that's not on their radar, even. Not on the radar.
I would say you were being paranoid if I didn't hear what they say. Hear zero solutions.
No. They've now turned their ideology into theology. It's a religious. When leaders go into theology, watch out, everyone.
Well, you know, Gavin Newsom sat 2 feet from where you sit, and when I said, "What is going on with traffic in this goddamn state, and especially in this city?" he looked at me like I was asking him about. He looked at me like I said, "Hey, when I was young and you'd go to the zoo, they'd have these wax injection figurine machines. Yeah. What's up with those? I don't see them anymore. My kids go to the LA Zoo. They can't get a wax elephant.
Wax gorilla."
He was looking at me like, yeah. So I was like, "It's fucking traffic everywhere. It's a fucking shit show." And he's like, "Hey, I saw a bumper sticker I liked.
Billboard.
A billboard. Was it a billboard?
Billboard.
You
are traffic.
You're not in traffic.
You are traffic." Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. What is that? Does that have a meaning? He liked it. I don't know what's to like about that.
I think that's like a shiny thing that I like rattle in front of my toddler trying to get him to stop crying.
Right. Trying to get you off the topic. Yeah,
he's trying to change the subject.
It's zero.
When I spoke to him about traffic being a problem, he was surprised that I thought of it as a problem.
Well, he has lots of allies down here.
There's something.
They intend to make it worse.
I keep.
And by the way, right now I was talking to a LA City Councilman. No one is complaining more than the Metro bus drivers, because all day long they have to pick up needles and shit when people take their pants down and shit on their bus all day long. You guys want to do something about that?
I don't. I have the same thoughts that I have about Al-Qaeda. Like, again, before they flew the planes into the buildings, I'm just kind of like, who would do that? But why would you do that? Like, come on. The mayor and the governor have to want – they got to want a clean city with good traffic, right? It's their city. Like, they don't like all the graffiti. They don't like all the garbage everywhere. They don't like the human feces. They don't like the rats or the bubonic plague. Like, come on. I now have no idea.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, based on their attention to the subject, I know they don't care. I've not heard them talk about it. Look, here's what I'm saying. If you said to anybody, let's talk about Adam Carolla and what he cares about. Okay. Have you ever heard him talk about mugs with coffee in them in the sink? Everyone would go 10,000 times. That drives him nuts. It pisses him off. He wants it fixed. And then if you want, how about his kids doing homework? They'd go, never come up.
I'm sure it's an issue. But
not something he speaks about. Right. And then if I said to you, are you kidding? I care deeply about my children's homework. Wouldn't you go, shut the fuck up, because you don't talk about it? You don't care? I mean, can't we figure out what people care about and don't care about?
Yeah.
How come I don't hear any discussions about traffic? There's homeless ones based on low income housing or whatever.
Right. Well, I found a policy called Bring LA Home that Garcetti put together in 2004 on housing. And it's the exact same thing they're doing now. And they just can't get off their they just have no way of adjusting course.
So are they stupid, or do they have
they're ignorant. And they are single. They can't adjust. They can't adjust course. It's weird.
So it is there kind of an element of like, look, you're going to be miserable for 25 years, but when everyone's riding a bike like Amsterdam in 2047, you'll thank me.
Yes, that's their deal.
That's their deal.
That's their deal. And the same thing is true of the homeless thing. We're going to get them all housed. Don't worry. We guaranteed solution in 8 years, 14 years ago. But it just keep going. It'll get there. Speaking of getting there, 8sleep.com. Every time you listen to a podcast, you get another ad for another mattress, thousands of them. But this one is unique. Technology and temperature give you the deepest sleep possible. The Pod by 8 Sleep, that's EIGHT Sleep, very first bed to combine dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking to ensure you're getting the best possible sleep. You literally, on your phone, dial in the temperature.
I know.
And there's two sides, one, you know, if you're sleeping next to somebody. Research shows the deep link between sleep performance and temperature, which, Adam, God, if you only imagine when you were a kid, what a nirvana this would have been. Cool. You can go cool or warm, whatever you want. Pod reacts in real time to your body's unique needs and adjusts the temperature, keeps you comfortable and sleeping deeply all through the night. And it tells you how you sleep, too. There's a whole sleep cycling piece of the app. Customers who sleep on the Pod fall asleep faster and turn 25% less and have 17% increases in periods of deep sleep, all in a crazy comfortable bed. And right now, get $150 off this Pod and free shipping when you go to 8sleep.com/love. So that is EIGHTSLEEP. Again, it's the word 8sleep.com/LOVE, 8sleep.com/love.
Hey, Steve, 31, Los Angeles.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener since the Loveline days.
Thank you.
So, thank you, guys. I'm 31 years old. I've been married for a little over 4 years now. Wife, two kids, and a home. And I was hoping for your advice here, because I'm not feeling 100% attracted to the old lady.
You're spending too much time in traffic.
Yeah.
No, I thought I was the traffic.
Yeah, you are traffic.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
Yeah. Sitting in my camera.
Hold on a second. Gavin fucking Newsom, you could also call them taxpayers attempting to get to work. I mean, you don't have to just,
citizens.
You don't have to look at them as traffic. Citizens look at them as no people regard. Who are trying to pay taxes.
Beg no regard.
Sorry, Steve. Anyway, what do you think's going on with your wife and you in the attraction department?
I mean, if you ask me personally, I feel like she's just not trying anymore. I almost feel like her mentality is, "Hey, you're my husband. You have to be attracted to me, regardless of how I feel or how I look." And part of me is, hey, look, we have kids and I gained some weight and I took my ass to the gym and I cut 20 pounds and, you know, I'm trying to keep myself looking presentable, A, because I'm a salesperson and B, because, I want to look good not only for myself but also for you. And, you know, we go to weddings or, you know, family events and things like that. And, you know, I see girls that go into the office and other places that I go into and, you know, the ladies, you know, they dress up, they wear heels, they look nice. And, you know, I just feel like, hey, your company polo shirt and, you know, the same three pairs of jeans you've got, you know, Monday through Wednesday, like, is that all you really want to do or do you care?
Well, is there any way
to bring it up be the asshole in this conversation?
Has she put some weight on?
You know, she's a Latina with a thick body, so she was always kind of thick, but, like, I was clearly attracted to her when I met her, but, you know, it was pregnancy weight, and I guess it just never came off.
So we're talking about weight. That's the issue? Or is it how she's dressed?
It's kind of a holistic thing, but it's kind of everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's the attitude, it's the personality. I mean, like, it never does her hair, never dresses up, never does any perfume.
Yeah, all right.
How old are the kids, did he say?
How old are the kids?
2.5 twins.
Okay. Oh, boy.
There's It feels like some depression has kicked in.
Yes.
Here.
And multiple moms, common to have depression. Very common.
Multiple kids are, multiples.
Multiples.
Yeah, the moms are multiples.
Twins.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it would be, I would assume there's some depression here. This is not, so Steve, you are kind of taking it personally. Like, why isn't she putting herself together for you or holding up her end of the marriage? I would remove you a little bit from the equation and say, why does she have a sort of low-grade depression?
Right.
Why is she doing this in general? Not to you, although you're
recipient,
in it as well, but in general. You know what I'm saying?
And she may not be aware of it. You've got to have to bring it up with her. And there's a million reasons she can be depressed with, again, raising multiples, including hormonal problems, just the stress of the raising twins. And, you know, this can be treated. She needs to talk to somebody about this. And here's the deal. Marital satisfaction always goes down during the early years of childhood, up to about age 8 to 10. And so you got to kind of commit yourself and find your way through this. There's happier days ahead. But it's important that she take care of her mental health.
I agree. And I don't think people know how important that is for the kids as well.
To get the mom better?
Yeah.
I
think a lot of people assume that that's you're doing it for the husband. The husband's not home all day.
The depressed mom is not emotionally responsive the way they should be or could be.
Right.
And it has a deep effect on kids oftentimes. There's a whole psychiatric literature on depressed moms. So,
saying it's good or bad?
Not bad, yeah.
Josiah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. 37, New York City. What's going on?
Great to talk to you again. You guys are great.
Thanks.
I was wondering if you guys have heard of the Scott Pressler guy, who he goes by at The Persistence on Twitter. He started cleaning up Baltimore after Trump went off saying it was rat infested or whatever.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, I saw he cleaned up a homeless encampment in Los Angeles, 50 tons of trash.
Yes, I talked to him today. I talked to Scott today.
You did?
Yep. And was that today we were talking about him or yesterday? I'm getting lost.
Probably yesterday.
Yeah. No, Scott's amazing.
I don't know if I've heard that one yet.
Yeah, Scott's amazing, and he's, you know, doing good. He's a – what did he say he told me he was? It was like – He just got his dad was like a Navy chaplain or something, and he's just interested in helping people, and he felt he could, and it seems simple, and he's right.
Yeah, A lot of it just boils down to getting to work. And at some point, I think we're just going to have to privatize this shit and just get to work. I can't see the government. They're not good at things.
Anything.
Well, he's kind of calling out the leadership and even, you know, groups that supposedly are, you know, so concerned about the issues.
Yeah, yeah. So you're right, Josiah. I've refined my rhetoric. Ready for this, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
So here's my position. Mm. In LA County, 3 people are dying every day, and the rate of death is accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not willing to do something different, like if you're going to defend the status quo with your civil rights BS,
mm-hmm.
how high does the body count have to get before you step aside? Now, number one. Number two, if you're defending the homeless, what's your mental health training? What position are you in to tell me what's going on with these people? No training? Get the fuck out of here. And three, if you get in my way, you're a murderer. You're murdering my patients. Get the hell out of the way. That's my new refrain. That's it.
I like the passion of Drew.
That's where I'm at.
I don't – look, I've been around and I've seen this enough. There is nobody really cares about the rights of homeless people, and nobody really cares about Ben Shapiro talking at Cal, and nobody – PETA doesn't really care about the life of a cockroach or whatever. This is all just antisocial shit that you're just there to push back in the face of authority. You don't really believe anything. Now, our naivete believes you believe it. And then we start getting into this thing. Again, I always go back to Ed Asner. Ed Asner doesn't think the feds wired up the buildings. He hates the fucking government. He hates leadership. He hates the man. He doesn't like society. He doesn't like his dad. That's what I've always said. Nobody really thinks the earth is flat. Nobody really thinks the buildings were taken down. Nobody really thinks homeless people. By the way, you're a homeless advocate. What the fuck does that even mean? When did you anoint yourself that? Where's your training? By the way, the homeless experts are citing cost of living for it. Who's an expert? Who's an advocate? Do you really love the homeless or do you hate fucking straight whitey? Because I know what it is. I've always known what it is. I've seen this my entire life.
You lived with it.
I lived with it. You're fucking angry at the man. And if you don't believe me, look no further than, you know, the groups that are like women's advocates, but they have nothing to say about any of the nations that use Sharia law.
Yeah, or do female genital mutilation.
Yeah, yeah. No, neither here nor there.
We cannot judge.
Neither here nor there. Neither here nor there.
How dare you judge?
They love kids. They love in the inner city. They love black kids. They're against vouchers. they have no, this is, they're not an advocate for these people. You don't hate that. You're not an advocate for homeless. You fucking hate your dad and you hate authority. This is what we're talking about. And by the way, if you see the kind of war on cops, that's the old, the cops are authority. They're citizens we give guns and badges to and pay 60 grand a year to walk around and impose their will on the citizens. So that's the number one person you hate. Now, what's going on is the politicians have just caught wind that, oh, this is in the zeitgeist. So I'll be the spineless piece of shit that I am and just go along and suck along that way. I'm trying to get votes. I don't really know.
That's where the homeless thing's gotten out of control. It's exactly how.
Right. The family breaks down. There's no authority in the family. There's no father figure in the family. There's difficulty. There's a weird relationship now with authority. And now you just go ahead and go, I'm from the ACLU and I'm an advocate. You don't know jack fucking shit. What? Tell me about the homeless 7 years ago. Did you have any thoughts on it other than stepping over the dude who was panhandling on your way to your shitty apartment? You have no thoughts about it. You have no expertise. You have no training. You don't like anything that is the status quo. You push against everything and everything that is sort of what you would call Americana, you hate. And by the way, you want to know why I know I'm right other than always being right all the time?
Besides having lived with it for your whole life.
We could take you homeless advocate, you ACLU homeless advocate. We could pick 20 subjects. We could pick Should there be a third bathroom alternative for transgendered, whatever? Should, how many genders are there? Two or 128? Who was good and who was bad? Should we have bombed should we have bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, or should we have not done that? When could we have liberated Auschwitz and blah, blah, blah? I will tell you what side you're going to come down on every fucking one of those subjects. Why do I know? Why do I know where you're going to come to? You're talking about being a homeless advocate. How come if I said bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, good thing or bad thing? How come I know what your answer is going to be? Because you're not a homeless advocate. You're a passive aggressive fuck who hates his dad. And that's what you do. You push against everything. And then we treat you like you're an expert, like you know something. You're an angry dick who's getting people killed. That's what you do. And if it was another, like, you pick the subject, I'll tell you exactly where the person votes on everything. Why do I know so much? It's just homelessness. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a master carpenter. Do you know how I'm going to vote on everything based on being a master carpenter? That's my field of expertise. No, you don't know how I'm going to vote.
It's why I got no mental health training. Get the fuck out of my way. Oh, yes. In my way again? Murderer. That's it. I have no time. No. No, we're not. We shouldn't be listening to these people.
Of course.
They're harming people.
The fucking city.
Three a day are dying.
What's the city council do?
I talked to Joe Buscaino today. He's a former cop. He gets it. He's finally starting to speak up a little bit. The rest of them, they need to be called out as homicidal maniacs. So
right.
It's what they are.
Right. All right. Let me hit LifeLock. Child's information, particularly social security number, has more value to scammers because there's no history. They can create their own with the fresh social security number. It's clean slate, and you can open new credit lines. Kids don't have credit reports, so a thief can use all the info and do whatever they want with it, run amok. So many ways cyber criminals can take what's yours. Good thing, LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there's a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you're not going to have a problem because you are smart and you got LifeLock, a little insurance in today's crazy cyber world, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Act now, and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM to save 30%. Offer expires October 6th. Don't wait. Join now. LifeLock.com.
I get people are mad at their dad and declare that they're experts or advocates. I'm curious at the people that either listen to them or sort of cower when they speak, you know?
The cowering part is the part that you got to adopt the same principles that people have been using in Washington. It's like, hey, either you're with me or it's either or. It's an either or diathesis.
Right.
Either you get out of my way or you're a murderer. That's the world we live in now. Plenty of people use that rhetoric. They're very familiar with it.
It's going to take an uprising, and I realize most people – here's the problem.
It's going to take shaming right. The leader, deeply shaming.
Most people want to get along.
Yeah.
And as I said, I always go back to it, but it really is a kind of jump the shark kind of awakening to me that when I – said to the guy who literally runs the Staples Center that I tripped over a ghetto dog hot dog cart when I walked out of the door on your veranda. I mean, like on your property. My God, they can't be selling street food on the Staples Center property. What's the city? You know, go to the city council. And he's like, I don't want to get in trouble. I thought, it's over. You're scared to talk to the people who you pay billions of dollars in taxes to and who create their job and their livelihood. You who almost single-handedly resurrected the downtown LA area, you don't want to get into trouble
Did I ever play
by talking to the city council?
Yeah, yeah. Did I ever play?
Oh, that's woo.
Find
we're
this.
Gary. It's over.
I'm not sure if you've seen this video, Adam. It's a South Carolina, an African American gentleman who's addressing his city council. It's a gun issue he's getting into, but he pops up pretty fast. If he's just outraged citizen gun.
Did
you see
good.
That one?
Yeah, it's 6 months old or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's old. It's old. Well, but he was clear and articulate in terms of that feeling. He was speaking truth to power, Adam.
Mm. Wow, finally. Man, I was listening. Did you hear Candace Owens talking to
Oh, it's so satisfying when she talks.
Which awesome.
One? Which one? Here is this guy.
Well, Gary can look for it. I think it's the latest she was brought up to talk about white supremacy.
Oh, yeah.
White supremacy. It's another thing my mom's been talking about for 50 years, too.
Okay, we should talk about that because it's actually a worthy topic, believe it or not.
White supremacy?
You'll see why.
Okay. All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com, find out all the live shows this Thursday. That'll be the 3rd of October, West Palm Beach Improv. We're doing a live pod there and then the cruise after that. Go to Chassis, Chassy, check out all our offerings. Drew?
Go to Dr.com, check it all out at the website, Family of Pods.
All right, we'll get into white supremacy on tomorrow's show and also check out Expeditiously with T.I. on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Hussein. Mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.